We'll have a seat, Mr. Groen.
We'll have a seat.
Now, I wanted to talk about just one issue of refined sugar.
About half a pound of sugar in here. So we're going to slip that in there. Like pouring the sugar in. So pouring half a pound of sugar on top of the around 300 to 400 grams of sugar that's already in the bananas. And this is going to take a little while. Still going. If you're not pouring sugar on your food, then you're not eating healthy, are you? Let me just give it a tap so we don't hit on the floor. Share this video with all the people who say sugar makes you fat. Because I've been doing this quite a while now.
Is it just a gimmick? Are you just trying to make a point that sugar is not going to make you fat?
That's pretty much my main point. I don't obviously advocate everybody needs to pour half a pound of organic sugar in their banana smoothie. I'm just saying that I've done it many times. I checked my hemoglobin A1C after 6 months of doing that. Just approved that triglycerides, the hemoglobin A1C, the cholesterol levels, stuff like that. A lot of people like Dr. McCullough or various people have said, you know, such and such. Robert Lustig, simple sugars raise your triglycerides. I've been having them do that on fruits. And I've yet to be able to do it on refined sugars added to my fruits. So that's the main reason. And it's a bit of self-curiosity.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good thing, because obviously when you have refined sugars, you lost more nutrients. All you've got is left is sugar. But I got to say, it is some of the bananas we get in Australia are a little bit bland, so it has spiced up my banana smoothies a bit.
Yeah.
So I drink a liquid ice cream.
Doug, you have any comments?
I recommend Whole Foods as the optimum choice.
Yeah.
I mean, Whole Foods are always the optimum choice.
And you guys agree then?
Definitely.
Yeah. We agree.
Yeah.
And putting it into practice isn't always as easy as pouring sugar into something that you want to sweeten. And the same thing is true for oil. You want something fattier, it's a lot easier to just put in a little oil than it is to like make something out of nuts or make something out of avocado. It's just easy to drop in a spoonful of oil in that, and it's already there. And you can do the same thing with protein powder. And you can eat 80-10-10. Sugar from a bag, oil from a bottle, and protein powder from a can. But it wouldn't, and you'd fit the caloric nutrient ratios. But the description of 80-10-10, there's only six adjectives, but they all apply equally importantly to me. Whole, fresh, ripe, raw, organic plants. So I'm not using refined foods. I'm not using fractured or distilled or in any way refined foods. I can't recommend it as a health practice. Adding a little bit of sugar isn't going to kill anybody on a fruit and vegetable diet. But my perspective of health as a cumulative thing is I want to eat whole foods. I always want to eat whole foods. So whenever I can, I do.
Makes sense.
I mean, is there more to say? I mean, you could just go on and on, but
I wanted to make the point that you both agree on it, and that I knew Harley already had that as the optimal food.
Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt about it. When I go to Thailand, I'm not adding sugar to my fruit, because the fruit over there is the
brick. It's so sweet. It's on Costa Rica. You don't add sugar to it. It is sugar.
The brick scale is just so much higher. The first time I had pineapple in Thailand, I sent it back and said I'd like some fresh pineapple. I said, I don't mind this canned pineapple, but I'd like fresh pineapple, please. I'm in Thailand, because this is fresh pineapple. I said, no, it's not. It's canned pineapple. It's too sweet. It's in syrup. So she cut up a fresh pineapple for me.
And tasting it's the same.
Yeah, I was like, fire out. You know, same with the bananas. They just melt in your mouth. Incredible. All the fruit, there's the mangoes, everything's just so much sugarier.
It's the same in South Florida. When I'm growing fruit and eating fruit from growers in South Florida, and I'm getting it right there off the farms, it's so incredible that you just go, how is this even possible that it's the same stuff as I'm buying in a grocery store? How did they get it to be so tasteless in a grocery store?
Yeah. There's no way I'd want to add sugar to sweet, sweet fruit, because you don't need to. That's why I eat fruit, because I want something sweet.
I mean, when you do... The thing is, our technology is not very sensitive. The body is far more sensitive than our technology. For the last 40 years, people have been teaching there's no cholesterol in plants. A couple years ago, people finally developed the technology to be able to tell that there actually is cholesterol in plants. But it's only about one millionth as much as is in animals. But it's there. But one millionth as much. If you eat 1 million calories a year, you eat 1 calorie from animals, and the other 999,999 calories from plants, you're going to get the same amount of cholesterol from 1 calorie of animals as you would from 1 million calories of plants. Okay, we only just recently developed the technology to be able to even sense the fact that there is cholesterol in plants. We don't have any kind of technology that can measure how much damage happens from adding a spoonful or two of sugar into an otherwise all raw fruit and vegetable diet. We don't have the chemical sense, we don't have the technology to measure that. But we both agree that it's not the best health move. Whole Foods, best health move. But Harley's checking a bunch of parameters that are not affected. So all we know is we don't have the technology to even be able to know. But it's not a health move. Or we just eat protein powder, sugar, and oil. That is not it.
But we're on the fringe.
Okay, I just have to talk into the mic. Is that the trick?
Yeah, you and Harley just have to talk at the same time you interview. I just wanted to...
We just shove it up your nose. I'll just talk over here.
It's tempting as all heck.
Yeah.
It's tempting as all heck when the fruit is disappointing.
Yeah.
To sweeten it up.
We'll see that fruit quality go up though as the demand goes up.
Bingo. Bingo.
Yeah, demand always creates supply. It's never the other way around.
I look forward to tasting meringue.
Yeah, exactly. Man.